It is time to speak the man with the weather plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everyone. Well, if you had a chisel, the last thing that I would suggest, last thing, is to chisel this forecast in stone. Because it really could change dramatically as we continue through the weekend. So I know there's a lot of plans, but what can I tell you, folks? Weather is up in the air. And this time, truly, it's up in the air.
Well, when you say dramatically, you just mean whether we're going to have rain or not, right?
No.
Oh.
Why do you assume that?
I don't
Mr.
know.
Mr. Miles, this is December 7th.
I know, but it doesn't look like December 7th.
Yeah, but that is true. And it doesn't feel like December 7th. Low 50s today, that's ridiculous. Because at this time of the year, the normal high is 44. We'll have showers. The rain ends early tonight, mid-40s. Still ridiculous, because the overnight low should be 27. So, you know, 20 degrees above where we should be.
Crazy. Yep.
Partly cloudy Thursday, mid-50s. Some sun on Friday, 40 to 45. I think clouds and breezy weather Saturday, with a high 40, maybe low 40s. So I think we're okay Saturday. We have to watch Sunday, because a low pressure system will move to Lake Erie. And then that low will redevelop off New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
That's where, you know, when they do these handoff things, we have to be careful. So at this point right now, I am going to go for a chance of snow on Sunday. But that remains to be seen. So a chance of snow on Sunday.
Well, that cropped up on the screen rather quick.
See what I mean? Well, you can never, ever be so sure, right? Never.
Damn New Jersey coast and Delmarva Peninsula.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Perform.
See, we get nothing.
Yeah, but
if they move off New Jersey and move to Cape Cod, we get a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can even if you bypasses a little bit of Jersey and just moves to Cape Cod, we'll still get stuff.
Yeah, people don't realize how it's nail-biting, these situations. But, you know, there's only one way to look at this, and that is the way I've been looking at things lately. There's nothing we could do about it. All we could do is try our best to predict it. But you know as well as I do, whatever we predict, it's going to do what it wants to do, no matter what.
Well, the whole idea about weather forecasting and I'm not going to call it predicting. I'm going to say when a weather forecaster, in my opinion, like you, takes a look at the maps. He presents a scenario.
Right.
That's a scenario that either is going to happen or not. You're presenting a scenario. And what people, when they get presented that scenario, should do is prepare for it. And if that scenario doesn't happen, well, then at least you're prepared for it.
Right. Don't worry, be happy.
I hate the word prediction because it's not a it's not like a football prediction. It's based on Mother Nature. It's based on things that happened moment to moment, and a little bit about things in the past. So it's situational. It's not like when you say predicting, it's almost like you're trying to predict a football game. You can't. It's not like that at all.
Right. You're absolutely right. And I'm looking at the latest America model, the GFS, and this latest this goes all the way out to 384 hours, and that's 14 days, and that takes us to Friday, December 23rd, the Christmas weekend, and I'm looking at this because that's as far as it goes, and it's got one storm exiting New England. And in the northern half of New England, it has a potpourri of precip. And that's exiting. Then there's a break. And then they show another storm down in the lower Mississippi Valley. So now, if I look at the jet stream for the same time period, the storm in the lower Mississippi Valley would have to work up to, let's say on Friday, would have to work up to Kentucky. And then from Kentucky, does it work up to Syracuse? Or does it turn and move off the coast? Because that would endanger the Christmas weekend. No matter what. I mean, if it moves up to Syracuse, we're getting rain. And I say endanger it because, you know, people travel. Mm-hmm. People go to midnight mass. They go to church services, you know. People travel Christmas Eve, Christmas Day like Pat. And if it goes off the mid-Atlantic coast, one or two things could happen. That could either mean colder weather for us with a smorgasbord of weather, or it could miss us totally. But that's 14 days out. I guarantee you. Now remember, they have a low in Arkansas. This is valid for Friday, December 23rd. Folks, just try to keep that in mind. A low in Arkansas. Because tomorrow at this time, we're going to look at the same time period, but 24 hours later with the maps. And I am willing to bet that this low is nowhere even close to where they put it today. Mm-hmm. Willing to bet.
All right.
So, it gets exciting when we start moving to a Christmas. Everybody wants to know, going to have white Christmas? Going to have white Christmas? Well, white Christmases lately, as far as snow falling on Christmas Day, has been far and few between. Now, we could have snow on the ground, and I still consider that a white Christmas.
Yeah,
if
so
we
do
have
I.
snow on the ground.
So do I.
I mean,
yeah.
That's not as, what's the word? That's not as rare as having snow actually fall on Christmas Day.
Now, whenever you mention midnight mass on Christmas, it brings a horrible thing to mind. When I was about 7 years old, we were visiting, you know, back in the days when families traveled in large and we might have one Christmas at our house and 50 people would show up, another Christmas at a cousin's house, 50 people would show up. So we were in Bayonne, New Jersey, and they took us to midnight mass. All right. Now, I'm a fat little kid who's tired and grumpy and hungry. And what they did with all the children, they made us stand in the back of the church because the church was full. And I'm tired. So I decide, you know, I'm not going to stand. I'm going to sit on the floor. I'm going to lean back against the wall. Well, unfortunately for me, that wall was actually a radiator. There was a radiator cover.
Oh, no.
So I sit up against that. I lean up against that radiator cover.
And you burn your back.
No, worse than that. It's about a 25-foot-long radiator cover that's just kind of hanging.
Okay.
It falls. 25 feet worth of radiator covering, which is just thin metal, falls on a wood floor while the pastor is speaking. You would have thought that the building was collapsing. Everybody, hundreds of people turned around and looked back and saw this fat little kid sprawled out on the floor.
Did you get hurt?
No, but I was embarrassed and I got spanked.
Yeah. Back in those days, parents could do that, right?
I got spanked. Well, so midnight services, every time someone talks, brings up midnight service, that night comes up to me.
Yeah, you know, I used to love going to midnight mass when I lived in Brooklyn. I always remember going to midnight mass and coming home, and my mom and my aunt would be at the kitchen table, and they would be having anisette and cookies. Remember Anisette?
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's what they'd be having. And, you know, she would say, okay, you know, you guys have to go to bed because Santa's coming. So, you know, me and my sister would go to sleep. And they wake us up at about 5, 6 in the morning. And, of course, Santa was there with all the toys and everything like that. But those were great, great memories. And then as I moved to Long Island, there was no longer midnight mass because of safety reasons. So the mass was like, I think they had the mass, I'm trying to remember, the mass was like about 8 o'clock. So I used to go, sometimes my sister would come with me, and then we would eat when we got back from church. Now, Midnight Mass here is at 10:30 at night. That's their vigil. So it's a little bit better. But it's still not Midnight Mass. But I guess, you know, more and more people are saying, you know, midnight, I'm tired. I want to go to sleep by then. You know, back in the olden days, people felt that, you know, it's Christmas, it's Midnight Mass, you have to go. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun back then. But we all get older and things progress, don't we, Marshall?
But my memories of Midnight Mass will never forget,
yeah.
It just stays there. It's like the first time I tried skiing with my father, Bill. And somebody always mentions the first time they ski. I have a horrible story about that, too.
Did you ever go to Midnight Mass after that?
Only as an adult. And only to film it or cover it for a broadcast media. And it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Beautiful Midnight Masses on Christmas. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. It was beautiful. As an adult, the music is inspiring. Everybody's in a good mood. But as a kid, it wasn't so inspiring. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So yes, I've not prohibited Midnight Mass like. When I was a childhood and I had my first skiing experience, I'd never skied again, and I will never, ever ski. So.
Okay, yeah. That makes two of us. So.
All right. Let's check the forecast again.
So you have the showers today. They end tonight. Partly cloudy. Thursday and Friday. 50s Thursday, 40s Friday. Cloud Saturday, and then a chance of some snow on Sunday.
All right, Pat. I guess that's our look at the forecast, right?
That it is for now, and I'll see you bright and early in the morning.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.